Unable to initiate a relationship, he remained aloof, hoping, as the poem says, that the young woman would make the first move. "You must come and talk to me." He feels a faint half-hope and half-regret. Such a mix of powerful emotions is not, of course, unusual for a young man coming of age, but Robert had to be told that he was not alone. Again and again, whenever he was in anguish, Robert turned to his old teacher for help. In the late winter of 1924, he wrote Smith in the great distress of some emotional crisis. That letter has not survived, but we have Robert's reply to Smith's letter of reassurance. "What has soothed me most, I think," he told Smith, "is that you perceived in my distress a certain similarity to that from which you had suffered. It had never occurred to me that the situation of anyone who now appeared to me in all respects so impeccable and so enviable could be in any way comparable with my own. Abstractly, I feel that it is a terrible pity that there should be so many good people I shall not know, so many joys missed. But you are right. At least for me, the desire is not a need. It is an impertinence."